There's violin soloist Midori, along with the Israel Philharmonic, led by Zubin Mehta, the finale to Max Brooks' Scottish Fantasy, our big piece of the morning, bringing us to almost 9:31 this Tuesday. It's 20 degrees downtown, 22 with the Humidex. It's going to be mainly sunny today, up to 30 with a Humidex of 32. You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM, minus Jean. She is on vacation this week. I'm Mike Duncan, running things solo. Now, kicking off on Thursday is the 2019 edition of the Toronto Summer Music Festival, put together by Artistic Director Jonathan Crowe. It runs through until August 3rd, and it's a really interesting lineup he has this year, because the theme is Beyond Borders, exploring and celebrating the cross-cultural influences that have pervaded music from, you know, back to Mozart right up to contemporary composers. And the opening night gala is called Beyond Borders, happening on Thursday evening. And featured in that is incredible soprano Adriana Pijanka, member or officer of the Order of Canada, recipient of the Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal, named an unpronounceable by the Austrian government, and I believe honorary member of the Avengers. And she joins us in the program right now. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Now, I'm looking at what you will be singing on the opening night program. And one of the things is the four last songs of Richard Strauss. But the other, and I'm shamefaced, I have to admit this, is five popular Greek songs by Maurice Ravel. Mm-hmm. I have to say, I've never heard these before.
Oh, they're charming, Mike. It's a very, they're folk songs. So mm-hmm. many of them are, I think one is about 40 seconds long.
One is
about 2.5 minutes. They're short. There's five of them, sort of fast, slow, fast, I suppose. And they're just wonderful. They're sung in French, mm-hmm. but the poetry is very sort of simple. Like sort of, there's a beautiful white church and I'm watching the procession in just really little snippets, almost like Greek haiku.
Like set. Vignettes, almost.
Yes, yes. And it's, I think it's in its entirety is only about 8 minutes. So it's
wow.
a nice little teaser. I think I'm doing that in the first half. Mm-hmm. Then there'll be an intermission. And I think the program will end with Richard Strauss's four last songs, which nothing can really come after those, in my opinion.
That's about it. That's how you end a program,
yeah,
for sure.
That's right.
But really, and the four last songs, as is pointed out in the liner notes, I mean, it fits in with the Beyond Borders because it was so international. I mean, in 1950, you had a Norwegian soprano, Kristen Flagstaff, German conductor, Furt Wangler, the Philharmonia Orchestra, in a concert, and I did not know this, sponsored by India's Maharaj.
Oh, interesting.
Like, that's really cross-cultural.
That really is.
I'm curious, because they're so different. I mean, you have these Ravel miniatures, and then mm-hmm. you have the four last songs.
Mm-hmm.
How do you prepare for both at the same time?
Well, it's interesting, and also sort of very interesting aspect of the four last songs. Normally, they're for a full orchestra, which I think is 93 players,
mm-hmm.
A full sort of Straussian, Germanic full orchestra,
yeah.
And we're doing it very much reduced in a string quartet.
Mm.
It's the new Orford String Quartet, led by Jonathan Crowe, and pianist Stephen Philcock. So it's a quintet. So my friend and a dear friend of Gene Stillwell's, John Greer,
mm-hmm.
who is a wonderful Toronto pianist and arranger and composer, has arranged these, taken the 93 configuration down to five.
My God.
So it's very interesting. So it's not this kind of full-on big orchestra. It's more transparent and more delicate. But still, with that, you know, Strauss, it does sound rather full and you know, rich. It's an interesting, it's sort of, you know, Strauss light, maybe. But I think the
well,
audience,
it is summer.
Yeah, exactly. I think it'll be enjoyable. I think people will find that interesting. If they know the orchestral version, they might want to come and hear it's different.
How does that change it for you? Because, I mean, if you were going to do this with a full orchestra, you've got mm-hmm. to belt it out
yeah.
to be heard. But now,
yes.
I mean, do you find yourself going, oops, it's a little too loud?
You know what? It's funny. We rehearsed yesterday and we're rehearsing today and tomorrow. Strangely enough, these four players plus piano, they still make a lot of noise. There are still moments where, especially if I'm singing in my lower or mid-range, that mm-hmm. I still need them to play softer. So I can't even imagine. I mean, I've sung this piece, I think I debuted it in 93 in Vienna, so I've sung it for a good 25 years.
Sure.
And the voice changes that I've been getting older. The parts that used to be easy are now more challenging and vice versa. So the first piece particularly is very high and kind of bird-like, these soaring lines, which I find more challenging now.
Wow.
And you know, you just do it. You I don't think I sing it with a different technique. I just sing it as well as I can.
But that must make it challenging for you, as I mean, because I'm sure that if you know you were doing Cats seven times a week or whatever, right, it would get boring. But if different parts of it become new challenges for you, that keeps you on your toes.
Absolutely. Oh yes, absolutely. So I think we're all doing it for the very first time. I think in this quintet, it's only been done, if I'm not mistaken, two times. So
really?
Again, it's rather new and novel. So yeah, fingers crossed.
Let me ask you a technical question, because I mean, here we are. It's summer. Humidity is returning later this week. If you're a violinist or a pianist or a guitarist or whatever, you can put your instrument in a climate controlled place. You can tune it up. But I'm curious, for a singer, I mean, you are using your voice. I mean, you're talking to me right now, and you have to go to a rehearsal. How do you keep your voice? And humidity does affect the voice, does it not? Heat and humidity?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of colleagues that are maybe very sensitive that allergy. I try to just, you know, it is what it is, and I try to cope as best I can. I mean, humidity per se isn't a terrible thing, because that's moisture. The worst thing is sort of a dry, you know, maybe really cold and harsh and dry. I mean, humidity isn't awful, but you have to, listen, we have to hydrate. You have to, I think the venue, Kerner Hall, is beautifully air-conditioned. So you're going from humidity into an
air. Does that affect it?
Yeah, it can. It can be sort of, you know, ooh, the body. And so I think hydration is key. Getting a lot of sleep, just being careful, you know, but not overthinking it. You know, you don't want to get paranoid.
Uh-oh, what have I done?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no.
So, okay, you're doing the opening night concert here for the Toronto Summer Music Festival. What else do you have on tap coming up?
I have a lovely recital in Ottawa at Chamberfest.
Oh, are you in that? I was going to ask you that.
I've never performed with it. So,
get out. Really?
Nope. Yep, that's August 3rd. With pianist Rachel Andrist. We're doing a mixed program of Schubert and Strauss and some Eric Korngold songs and some Wagner songs. And then I'm going on a bit of a holiday to explore Prince Edward County. I've never been there.
No.
And everyone's saying, you've got to go to Prince Edward County.
You've got to.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Yeah,
that
so
is
a bit of holiday mixed with a few concerts and recitals.
That recital runs the gamut as well.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it a set program for you, or is it something new?
Yeah,
that
it's a program
on?
That I recently did in Vienna, and I will do in Toronto in November. So it's nice to, when you're, you know, taking the time to put together a good recital program, that you can kind of get some mileage out of it. Do it here, do it in a different city or a different country. Yes.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in today, and thanks for telling us about all this stuff.
You're welcome, Mike.
I've learned a lot.
Good.
See, this is what happens when Jean's not here. I get to ask all the questions.
Right.
So we've been speaking to soprano Adriana Pijanka. She is part of the Toronto Summer Music Program, the opening night gala, which is happening on Thursday evening. It's called Beyond Borders. It's taking place at Kerner Hall. As I say, Thursday, 7:30 to 9:30. You want to get more information and get tickets to this, because you don't want to miss this or any of the programs that are going on as part of the Toronto Summer Music Festival. Go to their website, www.torontosummermusic.com.